One of the lessons we learn from the gospel this morning is that what matters is how you finish. In the baseball season that just ended, the Los Angeles Dodgers won 54 games in which they were trailing at some point, including the last game of the season in the World Series. If wins were counted by the score at the end of the first inning or at the end of the seventh inning, there might be a different champion today in baseball. But what matters is how you finish. So there are saints in our history that we know very little about, and then there are saints in our history that we know very little about. One of them died beside Jesus on Good Friday. All that we know about him is what you just heard in the gospel. Now, based on what we heard, you could make the conclusion that he didn't live a very good life. At the very least, we know that he did something really bad, because he himself said that the sentence he received corresponded to his crimes. Well, his sentence was death. What did he do? But perhaps the most important thing we know about this man is how his life ended, with a promise to be with Jesus in heaven. You see, what matters is how you finish. Not that how you start isn't important. At baptism, we are given sanctifying grace, which means we enter into the life of God. And if we die with sanctifying grace, it means that we will be with God forever. But the problem is that we don't live perfect lives. Every sin that we commit damages our relationship with God. I mean, not to mention with other people. A mortal sin destroys that relationship with God, so that the life of God is no longer in me. A venial sin is not as serious. It does not destroy the life of God within me, but it weakens me, making me more vulnerable to a mortal sin, which does destroy that life. And if I die with a mortal sin without the life of God, then I won't be with him forever. The kingdom of God is not open to me. Which should prompt us to ask, well, can I have a list of those mortal sins? Because I don't want any of that. Well, there's no comprehensive list, but there are good places to start. There are at least 5 passages in Scripture that say that those who do these things will not enter the kingdom of heaven. The Catechism says that the Ten Commandments are another place to look. In some cases, it may not be a mortal sin, depending on the circumstances, but it lists specific things that are mortal sins no matter what, many of which are offenses against life, offenses against sexuality, and offenses directly against God. Again, the key is that if I die with a mortal sin, then the kingdom of God is not open for me. But the good news is that none of us are dead. And what matters is how you finish. You may look back at something you did in your life that you knew was wrong, really wrong. Just last week, I reminded someone that he can't undo what he did 14 years ago. I can't undo it either. And there may be consequences for what we did. But being excluded from the kingdom of heaven does not have to be one of those consequences. Honestly, there have been times in my life when I cut myself off from God by mortal sin. How grateful I am that that was not the end. So how was it not the end? I mean, Father Wesley, did you get baptized again? Well, no, you can only be baptized once. But that's the beauty of our Catholic faith. God gave us the sacrament of confession precisely to restore us to grace when we have cut ourselves off from it. And I would want everyone here to know that if you have lost that life of grace through serious sin, or if in some future moment you do, as long as you are truly sorry for your sin and you're making every effort to change, God wants to say to you in confession what he said to the repentant thief today: you will be with me in paradise. Or to use those famous words of St. Joan of Arc, if I am not in his grace, may it please God to put me in it. If I am, may it please God to keep me there. I don't know if this is the first inning of your life or the seventh inning of your life, but I do know that the final out has not yet been recorded. And what matters is how you finish.